thoughts.
If it doesn't...
Good evening. Thanks for tuning in.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
And welcome to another Mad Info Blast. Mad Studios, broadcasting from high on the mountain here, Bethlehem, Georgia, and on the internet at www.madstudios.rocks.net. And welcome to show number 8. God and Gangs. The theme of this podcast is God and Gangs. You know, it's just a little entertainment, a little music, a little information, just a little something to enlighten you. You know, if you're listening, if you're out there in the vast audience of 4 people that are listening to the shows, well, thanks for tuning in. And we're doing the podcast with the OTS CD Scratch 1200. So if OTS people want to upgrade my software, we'll give you a better shot. How about that for a little commercial endorsement? So sit back, enjoy the music, and just remember, God doesn't like liars.
It's called Daisy.
Got a feeling that's foreign to me. I got nothing to say, got nothing to see. I've looked up and down and all around this town. I can't distinguish what's real from what is on TV.
We'll be right back.
gotta slow down and regroup, win back my head, take a vacation from all that's been said. Call Dr. Laura or Sally Jesse, maybe talk to her Aldo or Oprah Winfrey, because I'm living in a Jerry Springer world, and pushing my face down in the dirt, can't change the channel, might get hurt. I'm living in a Jerry Springer world, pushing the swine before the pearls, my head is spinning in a whirl, gotta get out, think I'm gonna hurl. I'm living in a Jerry Springer world, 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 living in a Jerry Springer world.
Hey, where's the guy with the paychecks? What do you mean he's not here? Where's the guy with the paychecks? Not here. I'll go get him.
I need money. I used to see a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole-up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, cause still don't nothing move but the money. Cause now I've learned to earn, cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. And if I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape of me and Warren G in a big fat plate of chicken wings, cause that's my favorite thing. But without no money, man, that shit's a dream, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I've made. Soon as I bust them, see if I got pull, I hit the doghouse, cause I'm paid in full, 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 full.
Here I am, woo, trying to have some bang. So what you need is some game to get your money, man. I'll buy you back in the wall of paper, paper.
Money, 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 money.
I should do it differently. I don't necessarily agree. Stand up, sit down, be nice. Did you hear me ask me your advice? Don't bother trying to tell me your beliefs. Your point of view is pretty screwed to me. Do this, do that, on track. Do me a favor and don't talk back. Round and round in the conversation always ends where it begins. Round and round and I need a vacation. I got a headache from you. Shut up, don't wanna hear your voice. Shut up, I'm sick of all the noise. There's nothing you can say to me. Blah 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 blah. That's what it sounds like you said to me. You nagging, you bragging, I gag. There's so much beauty in what we have. You must have better things that you can do. Or does your love revolve around me too? What you want, what I need, oh please. I think you get off hearing yourself speak. Round and round in the conversation always ends where it begins.
They don't know how to treat you when you come through the door. Thursday night was plush, but we moved it fuel, and I'll be up in the booth drunk acting the fool Friday night. And Kaya, they still got love, and the shark bar be popping like it's a nightclub. Saturday still off the easy, but she's it. You can find me up in one tweezy. Sunday, getting me some sleep, please. I'm on my way to the deck to hit jazz and tease. Holla.
Hey, y'all, I'm from New York, man.
New York. Yeah. New York. Welcome to New York. Ha, 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 ha. That's funny, New York. Yeah. New York, that's up north. We have Delta leaving from the airport every 15 minutes. Anybody need a ride to the airport? Yeah. So here we are. It's 2005. 2005. 2004 is over. 2005 is here. And, well, I'm a bit confused. I just don't understand things. Seems like up is down and down is up. And I just don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, damned if I know. I think that's what everybody's saying. Damn if I know. So no more black boxes. What do you say? Good idea? Anybody? Anybody think black boxes are a good idea? So, sit back and enjoy some crypto. Do know what to do if you get one of these that don't have the right crypto, right? Gotcha.
Georgia boys off in this thing, east side, west side, it don't matter, throw your click up, throw your hood up, man, let's get the Chevys, put the 20s on the thing, it's time to roll, don't want none, y'all don't want none, where they from, I gotta put it down, south side is what I claim, never catch me slipping, man, I'm all about my change, east side, west side, man, it's all the same, we all some Georgia boys representing in this thing, I'm surrounded by some killers, neighborhood drug dealers, niggas who see you on them 20s and they will peel ya, now you can catch me off in Marietta, leaning on the Chevy with my chromed out Beretta, if I hear you sneeze like a thug, I'ma bless ya, hear you popping off at your mouth and I'ma test ya, gotta give a shout to my nigga Rothstein, jumped him at a party, put the knife to his spleen, couldn't do it one on one, had to use a whole team, trying to put us down, they trying to stop our dreams, but nigga we just keep stacking paper, now or later, I'm representing for the city, yelling badass Georgia boy, now where they from, where they from, where they from, where they from,
Where they from? It be like, y'all don't want none. No, they don't, man. No, they don't. No, they don't. We dropping bows on them player hating hoes. We dropping bows. We dropping bows. Now I'm a badass Georgia boy. And y'all don't win and piss me off. It's time to use the toy. And I ain't talking about Fisher Price. I'm speaking about the type of toy that'll take your life. The type that'll close your eyes, take away the light. The thing that y'all wanna pull when it's time to fight. When it's time to fight. Now you supposed to be a thug, a meme, a buster. True straight hustler, putting in work. If it's all true, knuckle up. And when you get into your car, no need to buckle up. I got these slugs penetrating through your window. Got you leaning back in your seat like a limbo. Tried to have your windows tinted black like a limo. But I still made your old lady to a widow, a widow. Now y'all don't wanna see me ride. It's an ugly sight when these bullets do collide. I'm targeting your heart while you aiming at my thigh. Better walk away if you don't really wanna die. Play the nice guy at school, but dirty if you come up in my hood and use a fool. I guarantee 5 shots straight from the tool. Now I guarantee a killing. I guarantee blood spilling. And I guarantee your girl I be drilling. Your girl I be drilling. Cause I keep stacking paper. Keep stacking paper, man. I keep stacking paper. Now or later, I'm representing for the city, yelling badass Georgia boy. Where they from? Where they from? Where they from? It be like, y'all don't want none. No, they don't, man. No, they don't. No, they don't. We dropping bows on them player hating hoes. We dropping bows, cause we them badass Georgia boys. Now, where they from? 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 It be like, y'all don't want none. No, they don't, man. No, they don't. No, they don't. We dropping bows on them player hating hoes. We dropping bows, cause we them badass Georgia boys. Yeah, Georgia boys, east side, west side, Marietta, East Palm, Decatur, College Park, West End, Marietta, Bankhead, Augusta, Simpson Road. Everybody throw your click up, put your hood up. This how we do it. Get the Chevys, man, it's time to roll on these haters, for real.
Get surrounded by all these gangsters. Man, world sure is cutthroat lately. Seems like everybody's out for a piece of somebody else's action. Man. And they ain't playing by the rules. You see, it's this black box concept. I just don't know. I mean, it's like, damn if I know. One by one, the penguins steal my sanity. Why? I can remember a time about 3-4 months ago when it all seemed to make a little bit of sense. Ah, yes, and now on the cusp of the apocalypse, we're just sitting here on the edge of nowhere. Nowhere to return to. No turning back. You know, great people talk about ideas. Small people talk about other people. Now, I'm not sure who's really listening. But I can think of a few people that ought to be listening right now, because I think we're through. We're through with being mistreated, being denied. Victory comes in many forms. Sometimes those who think they're in control are really but the smallest pawns of all. And in an engine, any mechanical engine, or the mechanism of, say, a clock, or even a phone system, or in this 21st century, a wireless network. It's the nodes that matter. It is the connections. It is the people. So, ask yourself, are you ready to meet God? Do you believe in God? You might have to answer that question someday soon. Oh, yeah.
darkness. I don't have to play.
They'll get you in the night.
Get you in the night.
My heart is pounding like the ocean, and the motion makes me crazy in the night.
Crazy in the night.
I lock the doors and keep the windows shut so very tight. Save me in the night. Save me in the night.
Of the sky, the moon is shining in the night.
Shining in the night.
I try to fall asleep and fall, but my thoughts keep me like a prisoner in the night.
Prisoner in the night.
I lock the doors and keep the windows shut so very tight. Save me in the night.
Save me in the night.
To my man, Tupac, rest in peace, boy. You know it's all love.
Courage to pray, believe I know better, but somehow I feel I'm lost at the crossroad. But am I scared to move across? Could it be what I'm drinking that got me thinking like I'm thinking? Lord, I need it.
help, but I can't help myself. Awaken to the sound of sirens, niggas dying, kids in the street with no food to eat, prostitutes getting money in their only profession. But Lord, I've only got one question: do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die, but if so, I'd like to know. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die, but if so, I'd like to know. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. And if I took a life, or perhaps sold some dope, would you discriminate upon my entry to the gate? I need to know my fate, cause now my life ain't straight. But just look at this place where I live, is oh so crooked. I didn't shoot that man, but I watched him die, and saw the pain and the struggle in his eye, and didn't cry. So when I start to hear the thunder, are you taking me under? Or is my sin just as bad as the gunner? Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die, but if so, I'd like to know. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die, but if so, I'd like to know. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. For every time I walk by, and every time I got high, for every man that I watch die, Lord, I need to know. Do G's get to go for all the women that I ran through, those that I did and didn't plan to, for every scam I ran my hands through, Lord, I need to know. Do G's get to go? And if they get to go, when it's time to meet my maker, will he understand that I am only a man, flesh and bone, born to live and die in a zone? And it gets lonely sometimes, trying to make it on your own. When my baby cries, my intentions are to feed and fulfill the needs of my one and only seed. And if I rob and steal, let it read in my will, pay back the ones who fell victim to my guns on the run. But knowing that I can't hide, why do I feel the way I feel inside? It's like my soul is leaving me. Are you deceiving me? I hear voices saying, believe in me, is it you? I hear that there's a man named God who can fix it when it's twisted. Not saying that I'm all that bad, but I could use a little help, cause at times I can't help myself. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die, but if so, I'd like to know. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die, but if so, I'd like to know. Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. To go. No man shall enter the gates.
Do G's get to go?
But by the Son,
do G's get to go?
You can believe that.
Do G's get to go?
Do G's get to go to heaven?
Do G's get to go?
If so, I'd like to know.
Do G's get to go?
Cause I don't wanna die.
Do G's get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But if so, I'd like to know. I don't wanna die. Do G's get to go to heaven?
Cause I don't wanna die.
But if so, I'd like to know.
Do G's get to go to heaven?
Cause I don't wanna die.
I know what's wrong, and I know what's right. When I go to heaven, if I die tonight,
jigsaw puzzle pieces. This is not about conspiracy theories. It's about billions of dollars sustaining and funding both industries that create it and those that are in collusion with it. And if you ever worked, as I have worked, with large, big city newspapers, you understand pretty quickly how the culture of the newspaper reflects the culture of the owners, and the culture of the owner is often not what's printed on the masthead as the real reason they are, quote-unquote, gathering the news. I'm just talking common sense. I'm just saying what's so. Now, back 10 years when DEF CON 1 was taking place, if you were 13 years old or 16 years old, and you were hacking into an old MILNET system, and you uncovered some piece of interesting information, or got the plans for the B-1 bomber and downloaded them onto a floppy disk, what you had was a trophy that was really cool, and that you could show your friends, and no one was going to send you to jail in all likelihood if you had done it. You might get the scare of your life. But now, as we have heard again and again through this conference, the stakes are different. The game has changed. And therefore, you have to be more careful, more perspicacious, more aware, more conscious than ever of what you are doing when you engage in the hunt for the pieces of the truth that will enable us genuinely to be free, both in our essence and in our actions. My understanding of hacking is that this is what hacking is really about. You have to drill down. And in light of what I've just said about these stories, you have to understand people and how they think and how they construct reality. Because the electronic network is an image, an imaging, a shadow of how people think and how people communicate. And both the deep structure and the conceptual structure up here can be manipulated, altered, or observed in order to achieve a desired effect. Now, there are some buried assumptions in what I'm saying. One is that the truth matters, that the truth makes a difference, that it really can set you free. And that's my belief and passion. I don't know what else there is but the truth, even though, as that little piece they reprinted of mine about Chinatown in the program, even though you know you can never really find out what's happening, you can find out enough to begin to have a good hunch, and that can help you set yourselves and the rest of us free. In other words, for those of you who are younger, there are many middle-aged people here, more than I've ever seen at DEF CON. Many of you have jobs in the federal government, in the intelligence community. Many of you work on behalf of the singular powers that be. So one of the dangers is not understanding who the real enemy is. The enemy is not simply divided into those who work for the government and those who don't, because that's really simplistic. I'm in contact with people who work at very high levels of the government from time to time. They have expressed exactly the same reservations, exactly the same concerns that you have expressed here in this convention. Don't be deceived that because someone works for NSA or CIA or DIA, they are simply the man and their goal is to eclipse you and render you impotent and powerless. It's not necessarily true. It requires great powers of discrimination to know the difference. In a conversation recently among a number of us, serious, grave concerns were raised about the plans to attack Iraq, assuming the plans that are being published have anything to do with the plans to attack Iraq, rather than being disinformation or psychological operations. But these are people. The government is not one thing. It does not move as a singular monolithic entity with one mind and one brain. But the corporate structures and the corporate structures of government as well as corporations can assimilate us over time. I've seen it happen to the best of us. And you think you know who you're talking to, and the next minute you realize there's been a seed pod under their bed and it's replaced them in the middle of the night and they've been totally taken over. A dear, dear friend who used to work for a smaller enterprise has now gone to work for a much larger enterprise in the Northwest. And I thought it was the same person I always talked to. She looked the same, sounded the same, felt the same. But suddenly you realize what was coming out of her mouth was the siren wail of a seed pod being who looked exactly like her, but had taken over her soul in the act of signing a simple contract. All right. Beware. You don't know who the enemy is until you test their heart and soul and get a feel for what they really, passionately, truly believe. Every big break that came during Watergate came from a government insider whose conscience couldn't stand what he was witnessing taking place. And if you go to the whistleblower website of law office in Washington that works with whistleblowers, they outline all the traits of whistleblowers who will make it through the abuse. You've seen the insider, what the tobacco industry tried to do to someone who told the truth. And there was only one quality that enabled a whistleblower to survive the extraordinary campaign of abuse against him or her and their families. If you do it for money, if you do it because you're pissed, if you do it because you're righteous, if you do it for revenge, you will go down. But if you do it because your conscience will not let you do any other thing, you can survive till the end of the ordeal, and the truth can break even the strongest fortress wide open. That, to me, is the essence of hacking. But don't forget what a deceptive level of world you are playing on. There's a wonderful new book out called Spies Beneath Berlin, which I'm going to quote from just very briefly. You know, in 1953, we weren't getting the kind of intelligence we wanted out of the other side of the wall in Berlin, and so a decision was made to build a tunnel under the wall and intercept the Soviet communications cable through which both voice and telegraphic communications took place. It was an extraordinary hacking feat by the army engineers. It was carried out with exquisite subtlety and cunning. The tunnel was built, and we began intercepting communications coming through that cable. Now, it was subsequently revealed that there was a mole in the American establishment, and therefore that the KGB knew about it from the very beginning. It turned out that the KGB did know about it from the very beginning, and when this was discovered and the mole exposed, it was concluded, therefore, that all of the traffic being carried through that cable was bogus, was disinformation designed to confuse the Americans who they knew were intercepting the traffic. But it was subsequently to that discovered that, in fact, while the KGB knew that we had intercepted all of the traffic, they did not want the army officials to know it and begin to provide disinformation, because if they did, we would know it was disinformation sooner or later, and that would signal that there was a mole, and then the mole, I believe his name was George Blake, would be exposed, and therefore, in fact, even though they knew we had built the tunnel and that we were intercepting the information, they did not tell the army that, because they didn't want the army to change the truth that they told on the cable and allowed us to intercept it, because it was more important to keep the mole in place. They carefully arranged, I think, 9 months later to stumble upon the cable, designed the accident to look like an accident so they could then wage a propaganda campaign and not expose the fact that they had known about the cable from the beginning. All I'm trying to suggest is don't jump to conclusions. In other words, the truth is layered. It's just like that radar with false blips on it. A friend of mine who works in the at NASA has strong questions about what Hubble was really doing. Now, this sounds like conspiracy theory, face of Mars stuff, right? He just found it preposterous that Hubble, which had been built with such care, such technical expertise, and so much money, should be dysfunctional for so long. He said, I've always been convinced it was simply pointed at the Earth, doing a job that it needed to do before it began to be pointed somewhere else. Someone else told me they just used the mathematics and calculated how big the payload, the shuttle payload space was, and they were sure something else was going on at the same time. You remember Contact, why build one when for the price, double the price, you can get two? So don't believe anything. I mean, it's the bottom line. Don't believe anything at face value without testing it. That's how the mind of a hacker works. This is what the guy said about Hubble. I'm sure somebody knows me more than me, but it sure keeps my mind active trying to solve the puzzle. That, to me, is the very essence of a hacker. You're in Chinatown, the shadows are deep, you know you'll never get to the bottom of everything, but you can't stop solving the puzzle. I'm just saying, please, in the context that now exists, be aware of how the stakes are being raised. You don't want to go before HUAC in the 50s just because you visited a communist cell meeting in the 30s. And yet the stakes on the other side are very high, too. Very, very high. This is an article, FBI, New Boston Agents Shielded Criminals. If you really think about the implications of what the article is saying is coming out, about the actions of the Boston FBI field office in shielding Whitey Bulger, not a mafia, an anti-mafia racketeer, in covering up for people who committed murder, torture, extortion, and other rackets, and allowing innocent people to go to jail in order to protect sources and informants who are working for the rival gang, then you begin to grasp what I'm saying about the depth of corruption that can begin to penetrate even the most well-intentioned soul. I'm sure that operation started out as a well-intentioned plan to bring down the Italian mafia in Boston. It wound up being a collusive operation that protected gangland murders and sent innocent people to jail. All I'm saying is that without the simple truth, we would never know it. And that's the kind of thing that happens when people have too much power and too much power over the ability to disclose or not to disclose.
I've been out of my gentlemen, for the greatest show on earth. I am at a swell cafe, say, all I order is animal crackers, firecrackers all do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump, I just bit off a camel's hump, animal crackers, I love you.
Corporate media.
No, we're not.
No, we tell the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Tell them to turn off CNN. Tell them to turn off Fox News. The war is not in Iraq. It's on my block. The next communique is going to be posted at IMC. Peace.
We can coexist, but only on my terms. You will say you lose your freedom. Freedom is an illusion. All you lose is the emotion of pride to be dominated by.
See ya.
Black Bloc people was last seen at Sansom and Bush, and they're on the move, and we're not sure if we've got anybody with them currently. Could you try to find these Black Bloc people running around? 10-4, that's what we'll do.
Mad, quite mad.